to look at this now in terms of Jesus, we can see that as the world taught, the darkness of sin was real, the light of heaven was real, and then the light of heaven came down into the world of darkness to save the world of darkness and bring those sinners back to heaven. So that Jesus was seen as the light or as the star. Those of you who know the book of Revelation will know that near the end of that book, Jesus is referred to as the morning star, which is a reference he alludes to at the end of the clarification of terms, too. So that he's the star of Christ, or the star of heaven that comes into the world, or to then bring the world back with him. Right. Those at least who are worthy of doing that. All right, what that does clearly is, again, make the world of sin and the world of darkness real. But then it also makes the figure of Jesus in the world real, too. And once you do that, and you begin with the assumption that he's the Son of God, and he's the only Son of God, which means he's divine, but he's now divine in the world, then it makes very good sense that you will worship him, that you will worship his birth, right? And you'll build shrines out of cement and stone so that they stay put. Right? Because what you're doing is you're worshiping someone whom you think is God. Right? As he explains in the Course, right at the beginning, he says, awe in terms of me is inappropriate, that you should only have awe in terms of God because God is not your equal. But in terms of me, it's inappropriate. Again, once you understand how the Christian world saw Jesus, it makes perfect sense and is logical that they would worship him. Right? The point of view Jesus would have us see in terms of himself regarding the Course is that he is the star of Christ that shines in heaven, but so are all of we. Right? And the person whom we call Jesus, who walked this earth in Palestine, was not that light, because light is not present in the world. He was a reflection of that light. You don't worship a reflection. A reflection is nothing. Just like a shadow that's outside is nothing. All that the reflection does, all that Jesus did, was remind us that not only is he that star that shines, not only is he the Christ, but so are all of we. But if you see him as different from you, and you make the reflection into the reality, then there is no way you will ever find your way back. Because you're seeing him as different from you. You're seeing one Son of God is different from another. Right? And those of you who are familiar with the Course's teachings on special relationships will remember that that's one of the criteria to evaluate whether you are believing in specialness or not. If you believe you live in a world of differences that are real and that are important, and that you are qualitatively different from other people, whether better or worse, then you are making your specialness real, and you are denying the unity of Christ and the oneness of heaven. Right? And that's what the Christian world did. And they did not do it because they were any more sinful or ignorant than any other group. It's the exact same error that every other religious system, philosophical, economic, political system has ever made. Right? Where differences are seen as real, the world is seen as real, and then certain of those differences are worshipped as holy. And again, that's how you could see the mistake that Christmas is. It makes a big deal out of nothing. It makes a big deal out of an illusion. The big deal is what Jesus is reminding you of and is reflecting. Not the body that people saw, not the words that they heard, and certainly not what they wrote down. Again, that's what makes this a non-dualistic course and what makes it so radically different from almost anything else. There is no compromise between truth and illusion. And Jesus, the man, right, who walked this earth, is an illusion, just like everyone else. He was a reflection of the truth, but you don't, once again, worship the reflection. You follow the reflection to its source. And that source is that capital S self that we all share as one Christ. So again, if we go back to the Christmas lines, we can see the sign of Christmas is a star, a light in darkness, which really means the reflection of that light. See it not outside yourself. So you don't see Jesus as someone who is outside of you, who is different from you, but shining in the heaven within, which is within your own mind, and accept it as the sign the time of Christ has come. Now, Christmas really means a Christ time. But the whole meaning of Christmas, as we interpret it in the Course, is that time when we choose the atonement for ourselves and remember who we are as God's children. Jesus is the symbol within our dream who reminds us of that truth. But when you worship him, and you worship his supposed birth date and his supposed birthplace and his parents and all of that stuff, then you're making the error real and you're worshiping something that is non-existent, which makes absolutely no sense.